As the fire emergency continues, the Prime Minister's leadership style remains in the spotlight. Scott Morrison has made a number of gaffes during his visit to fire-affected areas such as Cobargo, which have led to hefty criticism online. But state premiers say they're happy with the support they're receiving. Political reporter Claudia Long has more.
What about the people who are dead now, Mr. Prime Minister? What about the people who have nowhere to live?
You're not welcome.
As locals in Cobargo gave the PM a piece of their minds when he came to visit on Thursday, the moment Scott Morrison tried to shake the hand of 20-year-old Zoe Salucci-McDermott went viral.
I'm only shaking your hand if you give more funding to our RFS. So many people here have lost their homes.
We need to
We need more help.
And she wasn't the only one disappointed with the PM's visit, with an RFS volunteer refusing the Prime Minister's handshake. But on A Current Affair last night, the PM repeated for a third time that he isn't taking it personally.
People didn't even want to shake your hand out there. Do you fear that you've lost the respect of Australians?
Well, people are really hurting, Layla, and I've been in many of these fire zones now. I mean, these fires have been burning since up in Queensland in September, and been a lot of these places, and there's a lot of different receptions wherever you go.
The leadership of the Prime Minister has come under the microscope as he visited fire-affected areas, with a number of gaffes seeing him roundly criticised this week. And it hasn't just been on the fire ground. His comments on Wednesday at a cricket function that those affected by the fires could be inspired by Australia's cricketers have also been panned.
Australians will be gathering, whether it's at the SCG or around television sets all around the country, and they'll be inspired by the great feats of our cricketers from both sides of the Tasman, and I think they'll be encouraged by the spirit shown by Australians.
He's even been copying it from some on his own side. New South Wales Transport Minister and Liberal MP Andrew Constance told media the PM got the reception he deserved in Cobargo, and opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he understands the reaction.
And one of the reasons why we've seen, I think, some frustration expressed by people on the ground is they don't want to be told this is just a natural disaster. Yes, Australia has had natural disasters in the past. We haven't, in my lifetime, had people on beaches waiting to be evacuated in life jackets, sending boats out to sea.
Despite widespread criticism of the Prime Minister, state leaders say they're satisfied with the government's approach. Earlier in the week, Victorian Labor Premier Daniel Andrews said he couldn't be happier with how they were working together and reaffirmed that at a Friday briefing.
I've had discussions with the Prime Minister today. ADF are working seamlessly with Victoria Police in the main and our other emergency services.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's also been in regular contact with the Prime Minister.
In relation to operational matters, we've accepted all the assistance we absolutely need. We'll continue to do so.
The Prime Minister is scheduled to head overseas to India and Japan next week, but he says he's reconsidering that trip.
I'm inclined not to proceed with that visit. And there are some issues that I just need to resolve formally through what you'd expect when you make a decision of that nature, to work through those issues with the other ministers.
Mr. Morrison has found support on a local level.
To actually get ripping into the Prime Minister, for an example, who's only been Prime Minister for, what, a couple of, not that long, is, I think, a bit of a poor show.
Peter Beer is the mayor of the Snowy Monaro region, where visitors to the Kosciuszko National Park were evacuated. And he says he wants to see leaders from all three levels of government sit down after the fires to discuss how to move forward. For now, he says they're doing their best.
I think we're getting as much as they can give us, because they're stretched to the billy as well.
The Cabinet's National Security Committee will have a phone meeting this morning to determine whether the Prime Minister should go ahead with his trip next week.
That's Claudia Long reporting.